policy. It's no accident that the words policy and police differ only in their last letters. A policy is the plan to deploy the coercive and propaganda apparatus of a government to commit crimes against citizens. A policy is a blueprint for a governmental crime spree. If you're a statist, you probably think that even though government policies are blueprints for executing activities that would be criminal if done by citizens, you probably believe these government crimes actually have a net positive effect on the society. That view is getting harder and harder to support as state crime marches on in September of 2022. The statist narrative has never stood up to rigorous scrutiny, but with modern data processing and social science tools, libertarians have the means to create more and more convincing arguments against the depredations of the state. A coercive transaction requires considerably more overhead than a voluntary transaction. As demonstrated by the sudden need for 87,000 new IRS agents in 2022, coercive overhead just went to another level, and we're all going to get the bill. Whenever you hear someone advocating for a government policy, you are listening to a criminal trying to get official permission to commit criminal acts. In some cases, this crime is justified, but I think that is extremely rare. Crime is a net loss to the society, and the constant increase in state crimes is causing poverty and misery. Authoritarian societies have more laws and more prisoners than state-sponsored chattel slavery. Many of these prisoners would gladly work to support themselves and their families if they were allowed to do that. We are currently locked in a debt slavery system that is actually killing many of us. The threat to our health and welfare from the debt slavery system is much greater than any possible downside that could come from standing up for a free and fair society. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.